You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Gene Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Married to Medicine After Show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Thank you for tuning in again to a wonderful after show for Married to Medicine. This is season two, part two of the finale. You are joined
at the reunion.
Of the reunion. You are joined with me, English Cleveland, and as always, my wonderful, beautiful, amazing, smart, talented, gorgeous. Tell me when to stop, whenever you want me to stop.
I'm never going to tell you to stop.
But tall,
okay, just for the sake of time.
Okay, right,
just
right.
For the sake of time. Yes. Hi, everyone. Thank you for the wonderful introduction. English, I'm Michelle Renee. It's a pleasure to be with you, as always.
Sorry we couldn't be with you guys on Sunday as the, season ended, but I was in Texas for a family reunion, and I had a fabulous time, so we're back. And we're
shout
ready.
Out to English's family, the
Carson Price family.
Carson Price family, what's
woo, woo.
Up?
So, if you guys are in Houston, that's where my family's from. I was just there, so I was near you.
H-Town. What's H-Town. The H-Town sign that they always throw up, that Beyonce always throws up?
Girl, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But, I was there. So anyways, thank you for being patient with us and coming and watching, because I know last time we did our after show on a different day, we didn't get as many views, but we had a lot of you guys that still follow us, that still want us to do our after show. So it shows that we are important to you and that you do love us, and we love you too. So let's get back into the show. Okay, so the show kind of started off recapping the
previous episode.
The previous episode. I can't even
Toya.
Talk.
Yes. Toya kind of broke bad on Simone.
Right.
Yeah, now they're sitting back down.
Now they're sitting back down, and Andy didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm sure he didn't. Oh, Andy.
So he said, well, what really happened back there? And, of course, there's two sides. Well, there's three sides, like they say to every
her
story.
Her side and the truth.
Right. And her side didn't add up.
No.
But I think in any fight, everybody's intentions or in their head is not going to be the same is in the other person's head that you're arguing with. So the sides, of course, are never going to add up.
Okay. So with that being said, you think that Toya actually was charging at her to give her a hug?
No. And that's, okay, this is my question.
I cannot. That was such a bad excuse on
okay.
Toya's part.
So my thing was, Andy asked Toya what happened. She said she was reaching in and wanted to grab her. Why? She wanted to hug her. Mind you, did you not see season one when Mariah flipped your hair or touched you and said, oh, honey, da 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 da, whatever, trying to pacify you? Obviously, it was a dig. We know that it was. If someone I'm arguing with touches me in the heat of an argument, you just called me broke and you want to come give me a hug. What is the point? It doesn't even make sense. Why would you want to hug me?
Yeah. I mean, she clearly was just trying to save face. I'm a fan of just owning what you do. So, mm-hmm. I just think in that moment, she should have been like, yeah,
Right.
Things got a little heated. I was a little offended. My bad. Because then later on in the episode or later on, we see that she kind of tries to apologize to her.
I don't she says know if it was that an she can be her friend.
She tries to kind of like reconcile things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So if you were going to just apologize anyway, then
you might as
why
well
didn't you just own it and say, yeah, I did come for her, literally. And I probably shouldn't have done that. Her son was in the room, whatever. And then they could have moved on.
Right.
But yeah, for her to make an excuse up, it just, it's adding to our whole theory that she's kind of
not all the way
silly.
There. And we had a viewer last week that made a comment that I am equivalent to Toya, which is silly and stupid, and I shouldn't even be giving you the time of day. But I just thought, like, why would you? I'm not saying she's stupid, and I know that I'm not stupid, but why even stoop that low? If we're going to be women, let's empower each other and make each other better. With that being said, I just didn't understand. Okay, I know some, I don't want to say that Toya wanted to fight her, because I'm not, but you know when a lot of people try to get in between you, mm-hmm. and you're just really wanting to see that person, and just, even if you don't want to fight them, you just want to get in their face you and just, let them yes. know. I want to believe that Toya didn't want to wasn't going after her to hit her, because I don't mm-hmm. think she was that angry enough to like want to hit her. If she was going to hit her, she would have hit her as soon as she walked in the room.
Yeah.
But I think when a lot of people get in the middle because they don't know what is about to happen, it kind of makes it more like hyped up. And then it makes it seem like, oh, well, she was lunging at me. And it was like, maybe I wasn't lunging at you. I was just trying to push other people out of the way so I could be next to you to talk to you.
And be in your face.
Yeah, and be in your face.
Yeah, I would agree that most of the time people just want to be able to like express their points and argue like really in really close quarters. But I think why a lot of people usually get in between them is because even though that might be someone's intention, mm-hmm. when you go in someone's face, y'all are exchanging digs, you're broke, where you're a bad mother, where you're this, where you're that, that's when a fight actually does break out.
Right.
So it's best to just keep that distance in the beginning just so nothing even goes down. And right. I mean, obviously with Toya's track record, she did get into a fight with Mariah last season. Mm-hmm. She, to me, kind of has, you know, made some comments to indicate to me that she's not afraid to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, like Jackie, I don't ever see her getting into a fight, mm-mm. ever. Like, no
she
matter.
She doesn't even raise her voice.
Yeah, like, you know, no matter if someone even hit her first. I don't see her getting into a fight.
Right.
But Toya, I'll just say that she, yes, is she's a ready. Fighter mm-hmm. and is ready mm-hmm. if she needs to be. And I think she's not afraid to, like, take off her earrings, put some Vaseline on her face.
And get down.
And get down.
Yeah. As we
so see, it's probably best that they just kept them apart.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, what made me realize that maybe Toya, because Simone loves to say that she was never Toya's friend. We even see in the confessional that she even says, oh, that's my friend. Whenever they squash all their mm-hmm. beef, they hug, they kiss, they were crying. It was like super emotional. This person was your friend, even though that they've hurt you. And like they said, friends come, you know, seasons, you have a friend, and then sometimes they're not yeah. your friend 10 years from now. And that's understandable. I mean, that's happened with me, and my mom used to tell me, these friends that you're ride or die with, yeah. they're not going to be your friends, you know, in the future. You may never, ever talk to them again. And I know you can't fathom that in your head, but it's reality. And I do think that Toya and Simone were actually true, genuinely yeah. friends. I just think that, like anywhere you put a group of women together, it's going to be drama. It's going to be arguing. You're going to fight with a friend you probably never thought you were going to fight with. And there's new people thrown in the mix. Mariah is no longer the main catalyst of all of the arguments. So now there has to be somebody that's, you know, going to take the reins.
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed like Simone was that person to me this season. When they played it back, I was like, she was interfered in a lot.
Yeah, I was going to comment on that. It breaks my heart to say it yeah. because I love Simone, but she needs to get it together a little mm-hmm. bit. She was mm-hmm. coming off a little bit unstable.
Mm-hmm. Screaming
and crying and just a lot of highs and lows.
Yeah.
And I don't like that side of her. I don't like the emotional side of her. I like the funny side of her, mm-hmm. the like witty side of her.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a little disappointed in that, her crying and her
sporadic.
And I guess that's the reunion and that's what they're supposed to do. That's what the viewers want. But at the same time, it disappointed me because as one of my favorite characters, mm-hmm. I think that she's above that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and I was a little disappointed also, like I mentioned earlier, when Toya was trying to kind of apologize, or what it seemed like was going to be like an apology.
Mm-hmm. She cut her off.
She cut her off. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh no, I'm disappointed in you.
So. And you can tell it was because she started crying out of the blue. And I kind of thought, well, is it something with Cecil?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
And if it wasn't with Cecil, why are you crying? It just, obviously, and like she said, you're a mother. People make mistakes. I cry all the time. If I've gone off on someone in the club or anywhere, and I know maybe you didn't have to take it that far, English, when you're laying in your bed at 9, you're thinking about that, you sometimes get upset with yourself. Why did I act that way?
No, I don't cry.
You don't?
No, I cry all the time, but not if I went off on somebody.
If I took it too far, yes, on my own behalf, I get upset with myself.
I know, I'm just joking.
And so I think she was sitting there thinking, you know, that didn't really need to happen. This is my friend. And this just all happened on camera.
But I'm sure you've also been somewhere where you, maybe you wanted to cry and you don't because it's like not a good time or place to cry.
Right. But I don't think she can hold it back.
That, I mean, I don't have a problem with her necessarily being emotional, but I have a problem with her not being able to control her emotions.
Right.
On stage in front of these other women. Mm-hmm. And it just made her look a little, I don't want to say crazy because that's a bit
sporadic.
Harsh. Yeah. It just made her seem like
she didn't have control.
She didn't have control. That's a very good way of putting it. And it just left a lot of room for
speculation.
For speculation. Mm-hmm. Because even though she's saying she cried over this, she's crying over Toya, obviously everyone's going to be like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what you're really crying? Or is it because Cecil's not there and because y'all had kind of a rocky patch and whatever? Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, he usually rides for her.
Like, everywhere. He has a 9-to-5 job. Yeah. So it's not like,
He's one of the more present husbands on the show, I would say. And he wasn't there. So that to me was a little strange. So who knows why she was crying, but she needs to dry it up.
Right. So while we're on the subject of Toya, Toya, like we said before, why is she going on a vacation? She tried to throw a little dig at Andy, like, you guys just made it seem like we just lost $50,000 and then we're going on vacation. She told everyone
that she paid for it beforehand, which I said that.
You did say that.
So
she's not as crazy as we thought she was. And then we get into Darren and his cheating, which we also have discussed previously. And I did read a lot of comments on, just on Twitter and YouTube of different people saying different stuff about Darren. And he is very strange. And he's very, like, I think he likes to give himself that self-proclaimed, I was the player type, this and that and that. But something's not adding up. They say, the chemistry between them is very strange. When they were sitting there talking about their sex life and how, well, whenever he wants it, whenever she wants it, they never like gave like a definite, it kind of made me feel like, I don't know if he's a committed man. And then we learned again, even after her so Andy was like, okay, what happened the first time he cheated?
The first time, they weren't that serious.
They were just talking
to someone before.
Right. Okay. But as a woman,
I can understand that. Okay, if you're just talking to someone and they're seeing other people, she made it seem like she was seeing other people as well. So, okay, you guys are both seeing other people. Maybe you were a little bit like, oh, really? He hooks up with that girl? Maybe you kind of was like,
as a woman, really, yes, you're going to feel that
way. Yeah, you're going to feel that way. But you can't really say much.
Right.
So we're going to give you a pass for the first time, okay? Lisa Nicole, second time.
Mm-hmm.
It hurt, but she had high expectations for him. So she made excuses for him. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, well, I want to be my husband, I guess. And here he is now. So third time.
What happened?
Is a charm.
What? I didn't even want them to ask fourth or fifth. Because the way he made it seem like
it was multiple times.
Yeah.
I think she was just making like the three major times.
Mm-hmm.
That she would be able to like categorize, but I think there was probably multiple times, many more than that, if I just had to speculate. But third time, she had already had a child.
Right.
And that to me
out of
is
marriage,
where,
out of wedlock, you're
okay.
Following, yeah, which is fine.
Which is do what you Every, do.
Everybody makes mistakes, or some people don't mind, you know, some people, but she
said.
Well,
I don't have a problem with the fact that they had a child already, but it's just like he cheated even after they had the child, like.
What does it take? What more do I need to do?
Yeah, and she was saying how I guess she came from a single home and she didn't want that to happen.
Right. And that's what I was saying, like, she didn't want that and it happened. And so now it's happening and he knew that and you're still cheating on her. Like, if you don't want to be with someone, if you have to cheat on them that many times for you to get it, now what makes me believe now that you've got it? Because you've signed a document saying that you've married me, or because I've had a daughter? And I know he did say he would never want his daughter to date. Mm-hmm. I know that happens to a lot of men. They're dogs until they have a daughter and they're like, oh my gosh, I would hate for my daughter to have to marry or date a man like me.
Yeah. I mean, I think either you're a cheater or you're not a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
I think once a cheater, always a cheater, because I think cheating goes back to integrity. And I think just the same way as there's certain type of people that will steal and not steal. Mm-hmm. I'm not a thief. I've never wanted to steal anything. I don't steal. But there's certain people out there that do steal things. They don't see a problem with stealing things, and they steal on a regular basis, or wouldn't have a problem stealing something if they had the opportunity presented to them. Mm-hmm. If I saw someone's purse open and they had like $1 million there, like, I just wouldn't take it. That's not something that I, that's not in my right. nature. So enough about me. To go back to the show, I just think that if you cheat, that's something that you see is okay, and that's something that you have convinced yourself is okay. And so you do that regardless of what the situation is. Mm-hmm. I just think. My second point is that giving him the benefit of the doubt, mm-hmm. and saying that he, just assuming that he doesn't cheat on her anymore, mm-hmm. I think that they are most definitely the exception to the rule. Mm-hmm. Because generally the rule is, if your man has cheated on you all through y'all's relationship, y'all have been dating. For umpteenth years, mm-hmm. y'all had a child together, and he still cheated, he's going to cheat on you in a marriage.
Yeah.
So ladies out there, you're not Lisa Nicole. If your man is doing that and you don't want to put up with cheating, then you got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah. I mean, it has to stop somewhere. And, you know, especially now I'm having your children, like, I'm committing to you. I'm giving you, it's not like you're cheating, I'm cheating. We're mm-hmm. both just dogging each other. I'm actually giving you a part of me that someone else would appreciate, but I'm sticking around with you and loving you.
Girl, I got stretch marks. Right. I done popped a baby out.
Right. And you now, agree. And now,
I got it. You know, bladder is weak.
Right.
And you're cheating? Oh, no.
And now that leaves a little bit to wonder, and I don't want to put too much on it, but is she says she makes more money than her husband. Is he just.
That's a lie. I mean, not that that's a lie. Maybe she makes more money than her husband now, but to me, I don't see any woman, I don't care if you grew up in a single family home or not. To me, that doesn't make sense. If you make more money than your partner,
I don't think then you started off making. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
No, now I think, she says now, she makes more money than Darren.
Now she may. That's great. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, back when he was cheating on her,
no
that
way.
To me doesn't make sense. Because if you allow a man to cheat on you, I think that says something about how you value yourself.
Right.
And obviously, if you're making more money than man, you're going to, I would assume, think that you know, have nothing to lose in the situation and right. can chuck him the deuces and find right. someone else. Right. So I don't know how much coin she had at the beginning.
No, I don't think in the beginning. But now with her businesses and her going out. And to me, she's a smart girl. If mm-hmm. you're a go-getter, to me, I don't know sales. Sales is very hard for me. I just don't have the mindset to do sales and marketing. It's just not in me. I admire women that can do it because mm-hmm. it's not a for sure paycheck. It's a lot of hustling. It's a lot of work. She's obviously a go-getter. She's a hustler. She has all of these brands. She has all of these dreams and aspirations that she's gone for, and she's actually doing it. And for me, it's like, if you have all the smarts in that department, be smart enough to know if a man is not treating you right, and not even treating you right, giving you respect.
Yes.
Because that's what it all boils down to. You don't respect me, then I can't teach you how to respect me. That's something that you're going to do naturally. I can't make you respect me. I can't make you love me. You have to do that out of your own heart. If you see that I've had a child by you and you can't even respect me even more than that, like, if you want to be with other people, just say it. That's fine.
So do you think that if Darren would have hid his cheating ways, his cheating would have been okay?
No.
Because you know how some women say,
I don't
or some
find
people in general
out.
Say, like, well, he respects me enough to cheat on me, but he makes sure that I never find out.
Whatever happens, I don't believe that, because whatever happens in the dark comes out to the light. And my mom has always told me that from the beginning. And so to me, it's going to always come out. Even if you want to hear it or not, you're going to find out. And when you do find out and he didn't tell you, and then the question's going to be like, well, why didn't you just tell me? You could have just told me. Women always say that. But then the excuse is, when you do find out, well, you could have just told me. You could have just told me. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work that way.
It's a lose-lose situation. So the moral of this story is, don't cheat.
Right. Amen. So let's move on. So on to another speculating thing, because there was a lot of things. I was like, when they brought out the husbands and the women were talking, and this wasn't no couples retreat, it was fluffy and marshmallows and mm-hmm. s'mores. You could kind of see the chemistry and the questions Andy would ask. And then the way the women would answer in opposed to the men was kind of like, okay. So they asked Quad, and Dr. D, how many times do you guys have sex, your sex life and all of that. And, you know, they kind of put it out there. Quad was basically making it seem like she don't ever want to have sex. Whenever she's ovulating, she doesn't want to have sex. And then her husband said, and then even on top of that, when she's not, she's always freaking out the whole time we're having sex. Like, I don't want to get pregnant. So to me, I wrote down, sex isn't natural with her husband. She's coming off very selfish and it has to be awkward for him. Like, now it's just turned into a chore. Like, okay, do me. And then, but don't get me pregnant. So the whole time you're like,
do you guys want to take a call?
Sure. And can we turn on the air?
It's on. Caller, you're on the air. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is this the AfterBuzz TV?
Yes. This is Mary to Medicine. Who are we speaking to?
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good.
Where are you calling from?
Nashville.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yay. East Coast. Okay. So what's your question?
I don't know if I got the right show, though.
Oh, what show are you doing?
I was trying to call for Bad Girls Club.
Oh, this is not Bad Girls.
There's no Bad Girls today. Sorry.
Anyways, that would have been very fun and interesting. Wait, for
I was
going
to ask her if she watched Married to Medicine and wanted to input. Okay, guess
right. Okay, so anyways.
Can we wait? Okay, well, go ahead. What were we talking about?
Wait, go. What were we going to say?
I was just going to ask about Lisa Nicole, but maybe you're going to get into this later. Are we going to talk about her and Mariah's argument?
Yes. Okay, yeah, I have all that.
Okay, all right.
So it just seemed very weird, like the way her husband, and they're newlyweds. And to me, it's like they haven't been in a relationship for 20 years. And it's like, I don't want to have sex anymore. And most people, like, they're always like, oh, I want to wait till I get married to have a baby. And I understand she has her reservations, but now you're actually married. You have a great husband. He actually really loves you. He puts up with all your stupid nuances and
does
all
she
your
have a great
things.
Husband?
I mean, she has someone that's...
By what standards?
In her standards.
Because he has a lot of money.
Right. Because that's what she wants. Obviously, she wants someone that's going to take care of her. And that she, you know, she doesn't have a job. So, I mean, she started this puppy couture line. But before that, no one knew anything what Quad did. So, in that frame of mindset of that kind of woman, she has a great husband. And I'm a doctor's wife. Okay, fine. Perfect. So, this is what most women, I don't think this way.
I don't disagree with you on that. But I will say that he is a character.
Mm.
And I noticed that he reminds me of like a black Pee Wee Herman.
Yes.
Has anyone else ever thought that?
Yes.
No shade to him. Also, my question is, I wonder how many, this might be a stereotype.
Uh-huh.
And I pardon me to anyone out there that gets therapy, but I've always kind of been under the impression that black people aren't really the first to get therapy and to see a shrink.
Mm-hmm.
So how well is his like practice really doing? I mean, he lives in Atlanta.
But it's in Atlanta.
I would assume most of his clientele would be black. You know?
Maybe he doesn't. Doesn't he have another kind of business or something else that he does? He travels, or is he the one that's a traveling doctor? Or is that Eugene?
That's Eugene.
Well, I don't know.
Eugene got all the hustles because, you know, Toya is spending all of that money.
Right.
So I don't know. I mean, that's just obviously me being like negative.
Yeah.
And
I
assuming
it.
That he doesn't have that much money. But I would be curious to see how the dynamics of that are.
And to me, if he's a shrink, you need to do a lot of therapy on your wife.
That would be annoying to be married to a psychiatrist or psychologist.
My minor psychology.
That would be annoying. So are you like judging me the entire time I talk to you?
No,
are you like psychoanalyzing
me?
No. What's my personality type or whatever?
No, I don't ever do that to people. But because it's stressful in your own head. I got enough stuff to think about for my own life. Mm-hmm. I need a psychiatrist.
You're trying to diagnose your personality.
Right. Hello. Why am I crazy? Why am I crying right now? And then now I'm happy. Now I'm hungry. Now, you know, all the feelings that I have going on in my own head. So no, I don't have time to be, unless I'm getting paid and sitting down and actually wanting to hear about your life. I don't have time. And I have a big family. I already have to deal with all of that.
Yeah, I just would think that would be extremely nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it's a crazy job. It has to be. And then to go home and deal with somebody else who always wants to fight and argue with other people is like, oh, gosh. But I don't know about his clientele. I don't know how much money he makes. But he has to be.
I mean, I'm sure he makes a good salary. I was just curious.
But you know what? He may not have his own practice. He may work in a hospital as a psychiatrist.
Okay. So then he just gets all of the crazies.
Right. And then he may work in the psych ward.
Yeah.
And he's a salaried doctor that works in the psych ward and has to diagnose all these different patients, which now everybody says they're bipolar. Everybody calls themselves schizophrenic. Is that like a trend? No, it really is. I feel like a lot of people are on medication now for like, oh, I'm bipolar. Oh, I'm this. Oh, I'm that. I feel like it's now like an epidemic of
I don't want to be bipolar.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying
like I, that's
so
weird.
I'm sure that there's a lot of patients. If he works in a hospital, he's always diagnosing people left and right, but I don't think he has his own practice. Who knows?
I don't know.
But anyways, I just felt that was super weird and selfish on Quad's behalf.
Well, I think all the women
in a marriage.
I think all the women in general made it very clear that sex after marriage is a chore.
Right.
Which for us single gals is like, what? Oh, well, that's exciting. That's
right.
Something to look forward to.
Right.
Yeah, they all made it seem like it was a chore. I mean, besides Jackie, who didn't say much because she was being like ladylike or whatever you want to call it. They all pretty much made it seem like, yeah, you know, you do it because your husband wants to do it, or like they weren't excited about it.
Right. Which was weird. But the whole thing with Quad, she's young and she's a newlywed. So you think that she would be breaking her back every night.
Yeah.
But maybe not. Who cares? It's not our sex life. So whatever.
Maybe he's cheating on her.
And maybe with, never mind. So anyways.
With who? Oh, she got names.
Uh-uh. So we move on to see a montage of Dr. Heavenly with her hashtag Team Daddy on it, with her mug. And we have been speculating all season what is in Dr. Heavenly's mug. And we have come to find out. She said sometimes it's just better to tell the truth. I actually do enjoy Dr. Heavenly. Mm-hmm. She's crazy. She is nuts. And half the time you don't know if she's being real or if she's joking. She's like one of those type of people that always has a whole bunch to say but ain't got nothing really to say about nothing, you know. Come to find out, the reason why Dr. Heavenly has not been as heavenly this season is because she's been having Crown Royale in her mug.
Do you think it's really Crown Royale?
I think she is sipping on something.
I think that she is just buying into the idea that everyone assumed she had something in her cup. So now maybe she does have something in her cup, or maybe she just wants to act like she does.
That's her like.
That's her like little niche.
Like her scepter.
That's her like, king, hashtag team daddy. Like,
right. I get it.
You needed something to put hashtag team daddy on. So you did mugs because you drink a mug and you have alcohol in the mug. First off, is Crown Royale paying her? Crown Royal? Called just Crown Royal, or
is it Royale or Royal? I don't know.
Y'all know what I'm talking. Crown,
right? It's Crown and Coke.
Is Crown paying you? Because if not, I'm not going to be name dropping their product,
right?
Like, she's got to be careful. Not careful, but I mean, she's got to be smart about it. You're like,
maybe they'll pick her up.
You're married to medicine now. You're a businesswoman. You're a brand, so
maybe
don't
she'll
give
be,
away the free advertisement.
Maybe she'll be like a face of Crown Royale,
yeah.
A dentist.
Or maybe she just wants some free cases sent to her,
which they probably would.
Yeah, of course.
So.
Because you know there's so many people out there that are probably like, ooh, Crown. I want to get some Heavenly drinking it.
Right. Anyway, so that was crazy with Dr. Heavenly. I like when I have to like sit and think like, do I like this lady? She does say whatever she wants to say. But like you did say, and like she did say, Mariah made a comment. Why can Heavenly say whatever she wants to say? She owns what she says. She does not backpedal. She can say it. She'll say it exactly to your face and then repeat it the exact same way if you asked her again. She'll say it to somebody else and tell them about you and say it exactly to you. And that's the type of person that you can't hate. I mean, if you don't like what they say about you, just don't hang around them. But if you still want to be around them, you have to be prepared for all of their craziness and opinions.
I've said this before, but I think she's just, like, she makes digs, but I think that it comes from a different place than Mariah's digs come from.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, completely. I think.
It's not mean-spirited
digs.
It's not
evil.
It's more so, like, nosy and maybe, like, a little bit judgmental, but I don't think it's nasty-spirited. And I will say that sometimes the things that Mariah says come off a little bit evil.
Right. Okay, so like, that let's get into that. So Lisa Nicole and Mariah basically went around the table and said, you know, she didn't have any issues with anybody, and nobody can ever say anything about Simone that will make her feel away. And I wanted to ask you, do you think that she said that about Simone because Simone is her only friend? Do you think like she feels like, you know, well, I don't care what Simone, because if someone watched back a montage of me about all the people, all the things that they've said about me collectively. So now it's like you've seen every episode and you see what they say. But now it's a whole thing that they've dedicated to them bashing Mariah. And majority of the time, it's your friend, Simone, is the ringleader of all of this. Mm-hmm. And then you can sit and say that you don't care what anybody says. You don't care about nothing. You and Simone are still going to be always friends. Do you think that she said that because Simone goes back and forth? Or?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I don't know why she said it, but I don't believe it. I mean, obviously her and Quad used to be best friends. Mm-hmm. They used to be two peas in a pod. And I mean, if they can have this huge falling out, then I think that her and Simone could have a huge falling out, just as I think any of the ladies could have a huge falling out, because that's what the show is about. Mm-hmm. It's about drama. There's contrived situations that make them argue. Mm-hmm. Situations are blown out of proportion. And so, yeah, in theory, Simone's one of your good friends and you don't ever see yourself arguing with her. But realistically, by this time next season, they could be on the outs. They could be fighting in the dressing rooms.
And to me, any good friend, I have great friends, but I would never put it past them that because people change, you don't understand what stage in their life that they're at. I sometimes haven't been a great friend in the stages of the life that I were in before. But I just feel like if you were this great a friend to me, you're not going to go on camera and say all of this crazy stuff and, you know, fiddle around and do all this stuff. In regards, if you really care and love for me, you're not going to do that.
So you think that she only said it because Simone is like the only one that's really in her corner? Or?
Mm-hmm. I do feel like that. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for Mariah because I feel like Simone isn't that great of a friend. No friend is going to go and be the ringleader of this hate crew. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden want to sit on stage and be like, well, Mariah's my friend and has always been my friend, blah, blah, blah. And I understand forgiveness and...
Well, Quad made a good point. Sorry, go ahead. I mean to cut
No,
you
go
off.
Ahead.
Quad made a good point, which I think this is the point she was trying to make because I was kind of having a little trouble following along. She was saying that last season, Simone kind of caught a lot of slack from the fans because after Mariah and Toya got into a fight, Simone took Toya's side and that the fans like came for her and, you know, and so she was saying that to avoid that again this season, she tried to take a more diplomatic role and kind of play both sides in the fence. So that's what Quad's argument is as to Simone's actions.
And Dr. Jackie's side, of course, is her friend. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she was like a bad parent or a kid with two divorced parents that was playing both sides. I didn't take it as that.
You know, I don't necessarily see anything wrong with trying to be friends with both people, but I think her approach was wrong. Mm-hmm. There's a difference in being neutral and then in playing both sides in the fence. And I think that she should have just remained neutral instead of, I don't know if she was necessarily doing it on purpose, but definitely the way it came off on camera is that she was trying to like.
She definitely was doing it on purpose because if that was the case, Toya, even Quad made another comment. We wouldn't even bring her up. You brought up Mariah every single time we were all together. Mm-hmm. She constantly brought up the Mariah. And then it's like, okay, bring her up. And then all of a sudden you say, we don't all need to be friends with her. Then why do you keep bringing her up? Then the next time we get together, you want to look at me crazy and say, I can't be on your side. What is this back and forth that you're feeling? Why one time you feel this way about Mariah and then all of a sudden now you don't feel that way about her? What is it that she has said to you? What is it, or not even said to you, but why is it that your emotions are so all over the place? And that's what we said in the beginning. Her emotions are like scattered. Maybe she needs to go see Dr. G.
Maybe the producers put up to it.
It seems crazy.
I mean, yeah, because I just think it's so it's so all over the place that to me it seems like
something right.
Maybe she is had she drinking some Crown Royale from production. I don't know. What I will say that I hope she does is look at this season and kind of reflect on what she's done and her actions, and then next season just like do better.
Yeah, because she's a very likable person. She's fun. She's, you know, she curses, she drinks, she likes to have fun. And I'm not saying like that's what equals out to be fun, but you know,
of course it is.
But you know what I mean? Like, she's living.
Yeah.
And she's not acting like old and I'm just a gynecologist and I'm a doctor. She likes to have fun.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, but you have to learn how to, you know, to have a good friend, you have to be a good friend. And, you know, in order to be a good friend, you have to respect your friends. And if they ask you to do something or if they, you know, are demanding something, you have to ask, as far as like meddling or being a peer mediator, you have to respect that. And I just don't think that she did. And it made her look really bad. It made her look really bad on camera. But back to Lisa Nicole and Mariah, I kind of spoke about this before previously in the season. And I want to ask you this too. And I did ask you this before. Okay, so say I am, we're not friends, which I've asked before, and we have a mutual friend, and you've heard, like, oh, English is this way, this way, this way. Are you wanting to get to know me for yourself? Or if you hear that I'm, like, a conniving person, I'm evil, and I'm doing this, and I stir the pot, and I talk, and I have a lot of drama around me, and I'm always causing so much, my mama's drama, and I have her all the time with me, my sister's drama, she's all the time. Are you going to invest with really wanting to get to know me after you've seen how I've treated everyone else? Or are you just going to be nice but like me from a distance?
I mean, probably be nice but like you from a distance. Mm-hmm. But that would be if we were in... But I mean, I would still give you the chance. Because I mean, you know how sometimes someone will say like, oh, she has this personality, or oh, this person's this way.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I mean, has this ever happened to you in real life? But then you meet that person that was the
and
topic.
They're different.
And they're different with you, or you guys just click. I think everyone's personalities work differently with each other.
Mm-hmm.
So whereas, for instance, Jackie was saying how she used to feel like she had to walk on eggshells with Mariah because they just kind of didn't really get each other. Like some of the things Mariah would say, Jackie didn't understand. And some of the things Jackie would say, Mariah felt like she was, you know, being judgmental or whatever. Because they just didn't get each other. Because their personalities just didn't go together.
Mm-hmm.
Was Mariah necessarily being mean to Jackie or a bad friend to Jackie? No, it's just that their personalities didn't mesh. So to go back to your question, I think that everyone should give everyone
a benefit of the
benefit of the doubt. Mm-hmm. Yes, if you hear negative things about someone, you always want to keep that in the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, then you're being foolish and you're being unwise and you're not really protecting yourself. But at the end of the day, at least give the person a chance to prove themselves or either to, you
know. And I think that's what she did by inviting Mariah to the party. But she also did say, I didn't invite your mom. I didn't invite your sister and your sister's kids to come. I invited you and your children to come. You bring a whole posse. You come in my house. You knock over this. You break my daughter's picture. You have all these rose petals. Like, it's pure to me, like, if you really don't know, if I came to your house, we know each other. So if I brought a rose petal throw, you'll just be like, English, you're stupid. If I don't really know you and you're coming over my house and bringing your whole entire, not just your immediate family, but your extended family, you know, cousins and this and every, all of these extra people, for what?
But I think also what complicates this is that it's a show.
I get it.
You know, and for her, you know, there's so much that goes into the production of this. Like, her whole family had to be mic'd before they came in. Like, you know,
but
the production was
know.
Probably outside. Like, okay, well, they're about to walk in. Like, it's this.
Right.
I mean, I just think that for her to be like, oh, you invited all these people and I didn't know they were coming, I don't necessarily know if that was the case.
But, I mean, production's so much- not going to say Mariah's coming with her whole family. They're not going to tell Lisa that. It's her daughter's party. So what
you
does-
don't think so?
No. They just need to know location and details, but I don't think they're saying, oh, Mariah's going to bring her sister and her sister's
sometimes
kids.
They have to do, like, multiple takes of people, like, coming in.
Yeah, but you did see that Mariah was late. So it was just one, you know, they kept her outside, and she even admitted, you know, when the queen is late, she shall wait. She waited outside. Mm-hmm. Fine, whatever. But she was probably really late because she was probably waiting for her whole entire family. You know, black people time, we're always late.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
And I mean, it also depends on the invitation. Like, was it a sit down dinner? Like, okay, we only have this many seats.
But it's a kids' RSVP. Party.
It's a kids' party.
Right.
In Mariah's defense, her sister does have a son, right?
Didn't Two she say? Kids or something.
Or something. I mean, I don't know because I don't know the logistics of it. But bottom line,
you should have asked, though.
I think that, well, Mariah said that it wasn't true that she didn't ask or it wasn't true that she didn't know her. She was refuting whatever Lisa Nicole was saying.
Right.
To go back to your question, I think that Lisa Nicole should have given her, especially since they are on a show together. Mm-hmm. I think that Lisa Nicole should have, you know, at least given her a chance and not listened right. to what the other women said.
Right. But I think if she invited her to her house, I just think she really disappointed her once she got there. And then they argued in her home. And, mm-hmm. you know, they brought
but,
drama.
I mean, there was other events that she came to first. I mean, to me, I think that Lisa Nicole being like, oh, you knocked over the picture. I think that was a cop out.
Okay. But she did say that she was very calculated and that she's very evil.
But didn't they argue at the WIN conference?
Her and Mariah?
Mariah and Quad got into an argument at the WIN conference.
Yeah, they did.
So why wouldn't you use that as an example? Or better yet, why wouldn't you say, oh, the reason why I don't like you is because you bashed me on social media? Mm-hmm. Which to me...
No, she did say that.
Well, no, she said it after Andy was like, oh, yeah, and you did this, Mariah. And mm-hmm. then she was like, yeah, like, da-da-da-da, whatever. So to me, it just seemed like she... Number one, she didn't give Mariah a chance because of the other women. Mm-hmm. And then number two, she knew the reunion, like she had to have some excuse for what Mariah did to her. And so her excuse was, you knocked over my daughter's picture, which, yes, that is super annoying. And like, mm-hmm. I would be pissed off. And you did throw these rose petals, but whatever. Okay. But really, is that serious? So I think she was just using that as an excuse and like something to be like, oh, you're calculating and da 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 da, this.
But then she did say she did. So Mariah, I think, felt offended once Lisa Nicole was standing up for herself that she just jumped out of nowhere and was like, well, you're pretty much a knockoff of Lisa Wu.
Let's discuss.
Okay.
No. Do you think she is?
No. I don't
like,
even...
Like, where did that even come from? I don't get it.
Because Mariah is calculated. And I feel like whenever she's not winning an argument, she has to dig up something that it may not make sense, but in her head, it's a dig and she wants to throw it out there. I just thought that it was very rude. And Mariah doesn't like to own up to a lot of things. Like, she's like, well, you said that I'm this and that. No, I retweeted someone saying that. Okay, that leads me to... I'm not a big Twitter person, but... That leads me to ask you, if you retweet something someone else says, isn't that giving them validation that you agree with them?
So what did she retweet? That she was boring?
That she was boring.
I mean, she did come off a little stale.
She did. But I mean,
her storyline wasn't that exciting.
But everybody on the show, imagine five Mariahs on the show. We would be like, this show is crazy. That's Bad Girls Club. That's where you got to go check yourself in.
You don't have to, and I mean, maybe she just needed one good season to settle in.
Yeah.
You don't have to be Quad. You don't have to be Mariah. But what I would like is for you to have a personality, an opinion. And I just feel like her opinion was never her own. It always seemed like it was to piggyback off of someone else. Whenever they're sitting all at the table deciding, if Mariah is going to be invited to the cabin, mm-hmm. she's like, well, that's also something that I'm not interested in as well. Like mm-hmm. also and as well. Mm-hmm. She's like using language to say like she's agreeing with whoever else had just spoken on that issue. I just think her opinion to me wasn't strong enough. Mm-hmm. Whereas Dr. Heavenly, like, you know, she was new, mm-hmm. but she had an opinion and it varied. She wasn't always on one person's side. She wasn't always on another person's side. It was her opinion based off the situation and what she wanted to do.
But everyone's personality is different. One, two, you know, some people get scared. Like, I don't even want to experience that person. If they've seen on TV, they've seen all these people are telling you all this stuff about this person. It's kind of hard to want to get to know somebody like that naturally.
I just think she should have gone to the Cinnamon Girl launch.
Yeah, she probably should have did that.
Especially when Mariah had come to her events.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think she made a bad impression at her event is why she was just like, I'm writing this chick off. I think it was easier to write her off than try to invest in trying to be a friend to her. Mm-hmm. And
You know, I think that they, what I would have liked to have seen is maybe them focus on her cancer scare a little bit more, because whenever a cast member has something that's kind of humanizing like that and something that brings them back to real life and brings them, you know, closer to the fans, mm-hmm. I think it makes them a lot more likable. Mm-hmm. So whereas Jackie obviously has survived cancer and now she was trying to go through the whole adoption thing, mm-hmm. I think that made her more likable this season, which mm-hmm. I've already said plenty of times before. But I would have liked for them to have, like, focused on Lisa Nicole's, you know, you know how they do the little montage and say, like, one of the things you went through this season was, right. like, your struggle with cancer.
Right.
I would have rather have seen that than her and Mariah going arguing. Back and forth yeah. bickering. I don't think I that agree. Helped her at all.
I don't think it did either. But I think it did show that she does have, because she was not backing down with Mariah. No. And it did show that she, it showed that she did have more so of a personality, a little bit more, that I think, on the reunion.
It showed that she had 2 months, or actually a whole season, to get her comebacks together and to come up with this argument.
But imagine if we were thrown into a reality show with all these other people that have already been on a show to try to fit yourself in. It's kind of hard. I think it is.
I don't think it would be hard for us, either of us.
But we're not quiet people. Maybe she's naturally not a boisterous person. Just like Jackie. Jackie's not really.
But Jackie has an opinion, and Jackie.
But her opinion is never like, she just says, like, you know, I don't know, like, she'll quote something Dr. Maya Angelou said. It's never like, and like, even.
But that's her point of view, though. I can at least respect that versus Lisa Nicole, who's like.
Of course. No, I get that. I get it. But I feel like.
If he wants it.
But last season,
he gets it.
Right. No, I get it. But last season, we saw Dr. Jackie. We were like, she's kind of boring. Like, her storyline wasn't that great either.
Yeah, so that's what I did say that. I said maybe she just needs a season to warm up.
Yeah, I think maybe next season we'll see a little bit more of Lisa Nicole if they invite her back. That's if they invite her back. That another question is, do you think that Mariah's a knockoff of Tamar?
I don't really know Tamar that well. Like, I don't watch Braxton Family Values, so I don't know how Tamar acts. But I don't know.
I love Tamar. I do not think that.
You do not think that because you think that Mariah's beneath Tamar. Not beneath, but you think that Tamar is awesome and you don't really care for Mariah.
Yeah, pretty much. There you go.
You own it like Heavenly, girl.
You said it. So, okay. So we talked a little bit, or we talked a lot about Simone. That was the next thing I wrote down. Does Simone play both sides? Which we've already discussed.
And, she does.
I also wrote down, did Mariah get offended by Simone's back and forth? Is she only her friend because she was the only one left, which we already answered. So we don't even have to talk about that anymore, unless you have anything else to say about it.
I don't.
Okay. Like my prediction before was, and I think my prediction is going to come true, which I will have more of a prediction when we get to predictions. But Mariah, the whole Mariah missing Quad and the whole emotional, it's like a bad divorce. You know, it's like you still love that person. You still really care for mm-hmm. them. And when you see them, but the way that they were kind of like talking to each other was kind of like, y'all gonna be friends again.
Yeah. I think they'll be friends again, but I would argue that they'll never be best friends again.
You don't think so?
No, just because I feel like when you're on a show like this, maybe if that was a real life situation, mm-hmm. they were two good friends, they had a really bad argument, and they reconcile, they can kiki till the cows come home. But I think when you're on a show like this, number one, you have to rewatch that. Mm-hmm. Like, they have this footage from this season that they can always come back to. They have social media. Mm. They have fans egging it on. And I just feel like it takes a very strong person, which I don't know if either of these ladies are that person, to be able to say, to be able to just ignore all that stuff that happened in the past. That's going to be constantly dredged up by fans, by social media tweets, by reruns of this whole season on Bravo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think so. Maybe friends, but never best friends.
Never best friends again?
No.
Okay.
You know, people coming out of the woodwork. Well, oh, yeah, girl, y'all didn't talk about this on the reunion, but I remember one time I was with Quad, and she said this, and then you're getting the dates confused, and you don't know, oh, was that after we made up or before we made up? It's just
so question for you. I know Andy kind of asked the ladies this. What have you learned about friendship? I want to know at
I'm
your
gonna
age.
I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. I fell asleep on that part. I just was dozing off because I was like, I'm bored.
It's boring. It was.
I literally dozed off, and I'm not even trying to be funny. So okay. I don't really know what they said. But what have I learned about friendship?
Yes, that I just want to ask you that.
What have I learned about friendship? I think at this age that I'm at, in my mid-20s, like we were kind of touching on earlier, I think that I have really learned that friendship ebbs and flows, and that it's not necessarily about you and the person, but maybe where a person is in their life that affects a friendship. So maybe, you know, someone that I was best friends with, we're not that good of best friends anymore, but maybe it's because they're having a baby and I'm not. And,
right.
Or they live in rural Virginia and I live in LA and, you know, or whatever.
Different pace of
life. Different places in their life, and that affects friendships, and you can't always take it personal.
Yeah.
But
that's the number one thing. Don't ever, like, I mean, now you can ask me the question. I'll answer it.
Okay. English, what have you learned?
I've learned that there's so many different people in the world, and there's so, and you know, in order to call someone a friend now is kind of a privilege, because people change like the weather, and you can't change always with them. And sometimes, you know, I've had a friend that I've been friends with since middle school, and I'm 26 now, so what, it's like 15 years that I've been friends, or I don't know, 10 years. And we're not friends right now. But I think she has two kids. It's just different. You know, she decided to have two kids. I don't have kids. And so for me, if I want to go out and have fun and live my life this way and travel the world and do all of this, you decide to have two kids. Sometimes I think jealousy a lot ruins a friendship. And to me, I'm not throwing things in your face. Like, we have two kids and I'm traveling the world. I'm just telling you what's going on in my life. I appreciate what's going on in your life, because I have to go down that road too.
Does she watch your after shows?
No.
She might feel some type of way after
this. No, I mean, I've told her all of this. You know what I mean? And so to me, you just have to meet people where they're at. And that's the main thing that I've learned this year alone in friendships. You meet people where they're at. You're not above or beneath anybody in this world. Yeah. And it's all about respect and love. If you love somebody, because I used to always write people off, they're a horrible person if they didn't do this, if they didn't do that. No one's really I mean, there's a lot of bad people in this world, but you actually were attracted to this person for a reason. They were actually showed kindness and a good person. So just because you're not friends with them anymore doesn't mean they're a bad person. It's just, and you may be friends down the line. You may meet back up, but you meet people where they're at. And if they're not at that stage where you're at right now, sometimes you just got to take a break. And then sometimes down along the road, you guys may meet again, or they may go this way and you go that way. Yeah. And it's not that you hate them enough to want to go talk bad about them with everybody. You just love them from a distance.
Yeah, I would agree. I think another, you know, really good takeaway point of friendship is that, and especially it's applicable to the women on Married to Medicine. I was going to say Real Housewives. Married to Medicine is that in friendships, you have to realize that not only are you not perfect, but neither is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn to love them for their
who they are,
good parts and their bad parts. Mm-hmm. And just recognize who they are. Okay, maybe you have a friend that's kind of bossy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I'm pretty bossy. Okay, I'm bossy. But I would hope that my friends are, they still love me, and they just know that that's part of my personality, whereas someone that's not my friend might look at it as a negative, like, oh, Michelle's so bossy, where my friends are like, yeah, she is bossy, but I still love her because she's A, B, C, D. She's loyal, and she's giving, and great, and funny, and all that other good stuff. So, yeah, friendship is great.
And also,
English, you're my friend.
You're my friend, too. You're my girl. But also, too, in friendship, forgiveness. Because, and I always tell my boyfriend this, too. He's like, well, I didn't know that if I knew you were going to be that type of girl, I don't know if that's someone I want to marry. He says that all the time when we get into arguments. But I always say, I'm not going to be the perfect person for you. Nobody. You're never going to find that. Someone is going to make you upset, even the person that you love. We've been together for 3 years. I hate his guts sometimes. He hates mine. But at the end of the day, what's more important? Forgiveness. You forgive this person. They made a mistake. You look past that. And you understand that nobody in this world is perfect. Everyone's going to hurt you, from your mom, your dad, your boyfriend, your best friend, everyone. And then it comes into the part of you reflecting on it. What can you do to make this situation better? I forgive you. You've made me feel this type of way. I did not like that. I'm going to look past this, but do not ever do that again to me. Forgiveness. But a lot of people want to keep digging up, you did this, you did that, like this whole season, Mariah and Quad, they kept wanting to talk about what this person did. We didn't really even know what it was. And it's just like, Mariah said easily on the stage, she was sorry. Quad, we still never really heard an apology from her.
Yeah, oh, and Andy said that. Like, he was like, they've both apologized. They both apologized. And I'm like, Andy, what the hell was he watching?
Andy was not a Mariah fan on this. He was kind of throwing...
any apology.
He was throwing shade at Mariah. You could definitely see that. And I don't know if it's because production, what they're having their own underlining issues. But, yeah, he was definitely throwing shade at her. But I do think that because of the emotion that you can see behind it, and because I can relate to it kind of just with friends and stuff like that, that they'll be friends again. And
they'll be friends.
Yeah, they... No, I think they will. And
you think they're going to be besties?
In my prediction, I'll tell you what I think it'll be.
So, should we get to predictions?
Let's get to predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Do you have a prediction?
I just predict / hope that they bring some new, fresh faces on the show.
Do you think
at least
that
one or two new ladies? And I think it should be someone that doesn't already have a connection to any of the, a strong connection to any of the cast members that are already there.
Okay.
You know, it just needs to be somebody that's new, whatever, her husband's in this.
Like, or maybe
Alisa Nicole. Or maybe she can even be a doctor herself. Well, not Alisa Nicole, because I would like her personality to be a little bit stronger than that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so that was my prediction / hope for next season, because I am getting a little bit tired of these ladies and their same drama.
Okay, question really quick along with your prediction. Would you let any of these ladies that are on there be your doctor?
I would let Simone be my...
You would?
...gynecologist / OBGYN.
As sporadic as she is, you would let her?
I would
her.
Let Jackie be my doctor. Well, the other women aren't doctors, so...
Dr. Heavenly, would Dr. you let Heavenly. Her work on your teeth?
Sure.
Okay.
Good. I would let them all, you know. I'd hope that they separate their personal and professional lives. And, you know, why not give my coins to an powerful Black women making
But
a
you
difference
see behind in- the... You know, your doctor, like, you wonder, like... I wonder, you know, what my doctor, I mean, I've had the same doctor for years, so I always wonder, like, what their personal life, because you spend a lot of time mm-hmm. with this doctor. So you always wonder, like, I wonder, you know, and when they tell you different stuff, you kind of picture things in your head and create a whole story. But now we get to see, you know, these doctors behind mm-hmm. the scenes, what their life is really like. Would you want a sporadic, crazy, emotional doctor? Like working on your inner part.
I will say that between Jackie and Simone, I would prefer to have Jackie, because I feel like if I were having a baby, say, you know, contractions, all that, she would be a little bit more calm, mm-hmm. help me through it a little bit mm-hmm. more than Simone, who.
Right. Girl, you better let me catch this baby. Start screaming and cursing at me.
Or like one of my favorite quotes from her from first season is like when she's talking about how whoever she was doing her first delivery and they told her like get on her knees.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about how like the fluids and stuff like went in her face. And she was like, said whoosh in my damn face.
Right,
and
right.
I just love that
okay,
quote.
That she's hilarious. My prediction would be that Mariah and Quad are going to be friends again for sure. And I think season 3, they're going to come full force and take over all these women. Because I do think Mariah's calculated, and I think she apologized for a certain reason. But that's just my prediction, because I think that her and Quad are going to be friends again. But anyways, thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. This is our last episode, and we're going to miss you guys tremendously.
Yes, we will not be recapping the lost footage, but you can always leave your comments on our iTunes page.
And go on iTunes, rate, comment, give us 5 stars. Let us know what you thought about this after show, as well as all the others. We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. I am English Cleveland. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, English Speaks.
I am Michelle Renee, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee TV.
Buzz you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.